confidence in the sanctions. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. President Biden says the latest round of financial sanctions on Russia are the strictest yet. He talked about it on the No Lie with Brian Tyler Cohen podcast.
You have two options. Start a third world war, go to war with Russia physically, or two, make sure that a country that acts so contrary to international law ends up paying a price for having done it.
The Kremlin says that in response to the sanctions, it might opt out of the last remaining nuclear arms pact, freeze Western assets, and cut diplomatic ties. A Ukrainian official says 3,500 Russian soldiers have been killed or injured.
While Russia's made great strides in its military, and clearly from this invasion, it's obvious that they have come a long way since, let's just say, their invasion of Georgia in 2008, where they had a lot of communication problems, a lot of friendly fire instances. They used about half the forces now. It's very clear that there are still problems with the Russian military, and U.S. and British intelligence are actually saying there are a number of logistics problems, that they're seeing Russian tanks, armored personnel carriers running out of fuel. While the goal is, of course, to decapitate the government in Kyiv and get rid of the Ukrainian government and President Zelensky, clearly there's problems. In 3 days, there's no question the Russian forces thought there would be a lot farther than they are right now.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. No arrests have been announced in an early morning shooting at a Las Vegas hookah parlor that injured 14 people, two critically, and killed one person. Police say it happened after two people got into an altercation at a party and exchanged gunfire. The Conservative Political Action Conference continuing in Orlando, Florida, with a number of prominent Republican speakers, among them former President Trump, who is scheduled to make a speech this evening. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Three former Minneapolis police officers now face decades in prison when they're sentenced.
Tutau, Thomas Lane, and J. Alexander King were found guilty on charges of failing to get George Floyd medical care. Tawan King also guilty of failing to stop Derek Chauvin during Floyd's deadly arrest in 2020. Floyd's brother, Filonis, praising the verdict, though saying,
"Times, you know, will be probably a lot harder for me still because I can't get my brother back."
Tao, King, and Lane each face up to life in prison and still state charges in the case. The former officers blaming Derek Chauvin of poor police training and a culture within the MPD not to question superiors. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Students have returned to Kabul University for the first time since the Taliban took over the country in August. There are new restrictions, including gender segregation and Islamic dress. Most were surprised to discover they could resume their regular coursework at the university. The man in black getting a day in his honor. Fox's Michelle Polino has the details on Johnny Cash Day.
Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson has issued a declaration that henceforth, February 26th of each year will be known as John R. Johnny Cash Day to honor the musician and his contributions to the country. In the declaration, the governor notes that Cash was born to a family of sharecroppers during the Great Depression in Kingsland, and his childhood home in Dyess County had a significant impact on his life and musical career. Hutchinson commented on Cash's songs like I Walk the Line and Ring of Fire, which are now classics, and said a statue will represent Arkansas in the National Statuary Hall collection in the Capitol. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.